Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And he has been calling the Viking games for a long time. Their radio voice in Minnesota, Paul Allen, joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing this summer, Paul?
What's going on, J-Mac? And, you know, the... Okay, I am the team announcer. I do a radio show weekdays, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon,
right,
on the flagship KFAN. So, you know, with that show, you know, obviously comes a lot of analysis. And, man, if it's bad, it's bad. I mean, that's about the only way to put it. So, you know, I'm not going to jump on here and like, make a proclamation or a guarantee that the Vikings go to the Super Bowl and make the mission Miami. But I will say, If this team, you know, I mean, unless all of the best players get hurt and, like, long time hurt, if this team finishes below 500, it will be the most flabbergasted I have been as the voice of the Vikings.
Really? Okay.
This team is absolutely closer to a Super Bowl quality team than it is a 7-9 team.
All right, that's fair enough. Give me your one word, if you have it, one sentence, if you must. I'll give you even a paragraph if you really need it. A quick discussion on the 2018 season of Kirk Cousins. How would you describe it?
Uncomfortable, disadvantageous given the offensive line, confusing given the way the offense was orchestrated, with all due respect. I mean, The former coordinator, John DeFilippo, quarterback's coach for the Eagles, who won a title. I like John, and John was really kind to me. But, I mean, he got fired before his first season even came to a conclusion. So, you know, clearly there were some philosophical differences between the offensive coordinator, the head coach, and the general manager that led to somebody's dismissal. So, you know, now Kirk, you know, in this offense for the first time in his life, he goes for 4,330. And I'm not saying that those numbers will be better this year. In fact, if he comes back a tick in the yardage, the yards per attempt jumps up and the touchdowns are around the same, everything's going to be better. So now, you know, the full-time offensive coordinator, Kevin Stefanski, has been here 14 years, interviewed for the Cleveland Browns head coaching job. And believe me, if you want or not, he got beat right at the wire. He almost won that job. So he's the coordinator here. First thing he does, he's so comfortable with who he is and what he does, he recommends to the organization, I'm very good friends with the Kubiak family. Gary wants to get back into the game. So they bring Gary here as assistant head coach and offensive advisor. He's the right-hand man. I mean, the same Gary Kubiak who went to 7 Super Bowls and won Super Bowl 50 as head coach of the Broncos. So he's Stefanski's right-hand man. And what's really good about that and really lends me a lot of hope for this offense, Jody, is Gary can be a projects guy. He doesn't, like a head coach, have to worry about everything. He can work on facets of the offense to make it better.
Okay. I want to get your take on a couple of the draft picks you've had over the past 2 years that I thought were outstanding collegiate players and couldn't believe they fell to the second round in each of the last couple of years. Dalvin Cook, who has flashed brilliance but always seems to be hurt. I need a physical update on him and how he's fitting into the new Stefanski offense. And this past year, getting Herb Smith in the second round, I thought was a steal, but you've already got Kyle Rudolph, who's one of the best tight ends in football. How are they going to be able to use both of those guys in their new offensive system?
Yeah, Jody, with Dalvin first, man, he's played 15 games in 2 years. So those are the past performances, and he doesn't have as many touchdowns as he should have through 2 years and not nearly as many yards. So they're being very careful with Dalvin. They did not play him in the New Orleans preseason game, and he might not play tonight against Seattle. You know, and then next Saturday we play Arizona, third preseason game. We'll see what happens there. He looks spectacular. He's completely healthy. Looks fantastic in practice. But in fairness with Dalvin, he has to take it to the field in the regular season and play at least 13 or 14 games. Irv is very physically gifted. He's the youngest player in the NFL. When we played New Orleans last Friday, so 9 days ago, that was his 21st birthday. Irv has a lot to learn. He will play a lot. I'm not sure how much he'll play early in the season. Incredibly physically gifted, but there's more that goes into it than just the physical traits. So it's a terrific draft pick. It definitely looks to be eventually a short-term hit, but definitely a long-term hit.
Now, I'm an Irv Smith fan. If you can bring him along slowly, that and you don't need him, that's even better, because at some point I think he's going to turn into a Pro Bowl tight end. All right, last year the Vikings at times were quite advantageous on defense. They're a turnover team. They've been able to cause turnovers this year, previous incarnations of the Vikings as well. You can't coach that. You just have to have players who have those type of skills. Is that going to be a mantra for the Vikings defense again this year? Not only stop other teams, but make plays to give your offense field position advantage.
Well, I mean, again, Jody, if I honestly believe in my heart that this is closer to a Super Bowl team than a 7-9 team, defense needs to be top three, top five at worst in the NFL, and it should. I mean, Danielle Hunter had 14.5 sacks last year. Oh, my God. Everson Griffin had some off-the-field problems last year, came back, wasn't as good as he was supposed to be. Those are all behind him. Everson is one of the best 4-3 pass-rushing defensive ends in the NFL. He needs to have 12 or 13 sacks. Linval Joseph is maybe the best 4-3 nose tackle in the NFL. Your linebackers are Kendricks and Barr, Harrison Smith at safety, Xavier Rhodes, Trey Waynes, and Mac Alexander at corner. It's all high-end, man. It's all very, very high-end. They're very deep in the front seven, specifically with the defensive line going nine deep. So it needs to be absolutely one of the best in the NFL. You know, and if I believe with this offense, and everybody stays healthy, obviously, if they're going to score 25 or 26 a game, that would be a dramatic uptick from where they've been, but it would complement a defense that should only give up 15, 16, or 17 a game. And again, if that takes place, then they're closer to Miami than they are mediocrity.
Longtime radio voice, the Minnesota Vikings on the radio network, KFAN. Paul Allen here with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, who's going to be the kicker for the Minnesota Vikings this year? Last year, major issues early. They get Dan Bailey kind of off the scrap heap, and he at least calmed the kicking game down when he got there. But they went out and acquired a good young kicker this week in a trade, which came as a surprise. I knew the Vedvik kid was being shopped. I just didn't know the Vikings were going to get involved. Is it just a square kicking competition? May the best man win? Does Bailey have to lose the job? How do you look at place kicking right now in Minnesota?
Ah, the proverbial fly in the cliched ointment. Special teams. New special teams coordinator, new kick returner, new punt returner, new gunner. Now, this is hardcore minutia, but it matters, man, in the ultimate team game. Mark Fitzgerald might have been the best gunner in the NFL. He's with the New Orleans Saints. Got to fill that spot. Mark is incredibly good, has the most punt return touchdowns in the history of Vikings football. He's gone. New special teams coordinator, Marwan Maloof. A lot of new here. So they trade a fifth for Corey Vedvik. I believe he's 23 years of age, of Norwegian descent, with a monstrous leg. For the Ravens, 11 of 12 over two preseasons with field goals. And last week in their first preseason game against Jacksonville, he had 55 and 58-yard punts. He does it all. He's incredibly athletic. It was very impressive, Jody, watching him in practice this week, because he truly can do it all. Now emphasis on remember he punts. Okay, now Bailey has had some training camp trouble with his accuracy. So they cut the veteran long snapper, replaced him with a rookie from Air Force. They've had third wide receiver Chad Beebe holding for kicks, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did it tonight. So this is all new. Bailey has way too much equity and is way too accomplished for me to believe this inaccuracy, the majority of it is his fault. So a lot of that change starts this evening. I expect Bailey to kick. I know Vedvik can kick. I know Vedvik can punt. And he also can kick the bleep out of the ball on kickoffs. Just remember everything I just told you, Jody, when you watch this game tonight, 8 o'clock Jody Mack time.
Exactly right. So you think Vedvik going to make it, but more likely as a punter and a safety net for kicker? Would that be your best guesstimate at this point?
A couple of things. You ain't going to give up a fifth-round pick and cut a guy. They needed to beat multiple teams to get Vedvik. I happen to believe Green Bay and the Jets were two of the teams they had to beat, so they had to give up a fifth. So he's on the team. Now, you know, it's still very much a work in progress, but they don't play the Falcons for 3 weeks to a month. So it'll play itself out. I'm not going to predict exactly what he's going to do, but I feel comfortable predicting he will be on the team and he will play a factor.
All right. Interesting schedule the way it shakes out. Tricky early. You got the Falcons, the Packers, Raiders, and the Bears first four games. But I specifically like the last four. You finish with three of your last four at home, three in division, home Detroit, home Chicago, home Green Bay. You play all your road team, you play all your division teams earlier in the season on the road, but you finish at home sandwiched in the middle there, a game at L.A. against San Diego, which, oh, by the way, is Los Angeles, but I always call them San Diego. You can, if you can get your fans motivated enough, go in and take over that stadium because they sell off all their tickets. So you could almost make it 4-for-4 finishing out the season at home. What do the Vikings need to be after week 13 heading into week 14? What kind of number do they have to have in a one-loss record leading into those last four? Because they can do some damage in those last four games.
Jody, look at everybody's schedule, man. I mean, there ain't no free meals here. Every single schedule is tough for different reasons. I'm not kidding you. I mean, it's the way the thing's laid out. It makes it super tough. This team we debut with, Atlanta, yeah, I think we're going to win. I like Zimmer's defense against the Falcons and Matt Ryan a lot. I mean, the last time we played the Falcons, Ryan had a streak of 100 consecutive games with a passing touchdown, and the streak stopped there. So the game's here, first game of the season. Yeah, I think the Vikings will win, but I'll tell you this right now. You know, from what I know about the Falcons are going to be really good. Don't sleep on the Falcons, specifically with those key defensive players coming back. And Cutter is the offensive coordinator, and Chris Lindstrom is the first-round pick. The kid from BC is really good. The Falcons are a Super Bowl-caliber team, so it starts tough. All right, now we don't win much at Soldier Field. Zimmer's had success there, but I think we've won there twice, maybe three times in 12 years. It's a meat grinder all up and down the schedule, Jody. You know, we get Seattle tonight in the preseason. They're under Pete Carroll. I think they're like 12-2 at home in primetime games, and they beat us last year, and the offensive coordinator got fired after the game. So the whole thing's tough. It's really difficult prognosticating what you need to be when you hit a certain stretch, when you got no idea who's going to be playing. I mean, big picture-wise, you know, I think the Vikings, it behooves them to go undefeated at home, and that does mean beating the Bears here, and it does mean beating the Eagles and the Packers here. Now, you know, the Vikings swept the Packers last year, so, you know, that's becoming a thing, as the kids would say, and then try to go 4-4 on the road. I can't say the Vikings are going to go to Kansas City and win. Likewise, at Seattle, Chicago, or maybe the Chargers. But I think they have a really good chance to win at Green Bay. I think they can win at Detroit. I think they can win at Dallas. So I don't know, man. I'm not putting them on 12-4, but I'm also saying they won't be that number either.
I don't know who knows more about the Minnesota Vikings than Paul Allen. He did a great job articulating that with us today. Paul, appreciate you coming on board. Enjoy the game tonight. Have a good one.
You're awesome, man. Call anytime and have a good weekend, okay?
Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings on their longtime voice of the Vikings on their radio network, KFAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.